It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. I appreciate you. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can listen live on your local radio. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have yourself a smart speaker, just talk to the machine. It's simple. Just ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network and boom. JR Sport Brief Show pops right on up. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. More importantly, I'm being joined by you, because if there's no you, there's no show, there's none of us. So I say thank you. Hope you had a tremendous Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. All that good stuff, okay? I've been hanging out with you for the past 3 hours. I get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Right now, we got a basketball game. The Boston Celtics are doing their job. The Celtics are beating Cleveland 96-83. There is no Donovan Mitchell. He's out with a calf strain. Injured his leg in the last game. And so, yeah, no Donovan Mitchell. They're going to struggle to score. And so Boston is giving them the business. Meanwhile, LeBron James is in attendance. LeBron James is sitting courtside with his agent, Rich Paul. He's sitting courtside with his wife, and he is taking in some marvelous NBA action, if we want to even call it such thing. Also, we don't have to wait too much longer. In about 30 minutes, the Dallas Mavericks are going to try to take a 3-1 series lead against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Wild results. I looked at the Thunder as, you know, they're going to handle business against Dallas because, well, it's a two-man team. But P.J. Washington has found life for the Mavs. Kyrie Irving has found life for the Mavs. And maybe OKC is too young for the moment. We'll get into that in a bit. Bronny James is at the NBA Combine knocking down threes, proving to everybody that, yeah, he can actually go out there and knock down a jump shot. We talked about Bronny earlier in the show. Earlier today, Jared Goff gets himself a new contract with the Detroit Lions, 4 years, $212 million. He is the second highest paid quarterback in the game. Joe Burrow is making $55 million per. Jared Goff is right there. He's making $53 per. Jared Goff, I remember this real clear. Dan Campbell, after those Lions beat the Rams, Dan Campbell, who is loud and brash and he likes to gamble, he said, look, man, Jared Goff, the Rams may not wanted him. We love him.
I'll just say it like this. Right? Hey, you're good enough for Detroit, Jared. Yeah.
And appreciate you guys more than you fucking know. I promise you that. I love you guys so fucking much. This is just the beginning, boys.
Yeah, they signed all of their big-time players. Penei Sewell on the offensive line got a 4-year contract. Amon-Ra St. Brown got a 4-year contract. And the man behind center, Jared Goff, who threw for 4,500 yards and 30 touchdowns. This man is going to be making bank for the next several years. What a come-up for Jared Goff, who was pretty much jettisoned out to Detroit for Matthew Stafford. It worked out for the Rams. They end up winning a championship. And I mean, it worked out for the Lions. Have they won a championship? I think we all know the answer is a no. Hell no. But they've gotten so much better. They've reached a completely different place. Congratulations to Jared Goff. Also, Antoine Winfield Jr. He gets a new contract today as well. Well, not for the Lions, because it's not where the hell he plays. He got himself a deal with Tampa Bay and the Bucks. This is what happens when you knock the living hell out of people. You get paid the big bucks. 4-year contract, $84 million. The Buccaneers have not been shy on spending this offseason, bringing back Baker Mayfield, keeping a legend in the house as well, and Mike Evans. And the Bucks will be good. They ain't championship good, but they're doing better than what I thought they'd be when Tom Brady left, which was already bad, and I thought that they just hit the skids some more. So congratulations to the $5. If you want to holler at me here as I hang out for this last hour, it's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. That's the number to reach me if you want to give me a holler. I told you that we got another basketball game on the way between the Dallas Mavericks and then also the Oklahoma City Thunder. We're going to get into that momentarily. I told you that baseball is planning something drastically different for potentially next season. We might have robotic umpires as soon as next year. We'll get into that. And then, of course, we'll end the show by filling you in on a few things that took place this day in sports history. And speaking of today, the NFL decided to drop a breadcrumb. What a shock, right? Not really much of one. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to open up the season by hosting the Baltimore Ravens. If you wanted to make your plans for Thursday night and you wanted to know what teams you were actually going to see, no surprise, no shock here. Chiefs are going to host the Ravens. This will go down on Thursday, September 5th. It's a rematch of the AFC Championship game. And we know that the Chiefs ended up winning 17-10. And then the Chiefs ended up beating the 49ers in the Super Bowl. And for all of the people out here, this game will be on NBC and Peacock. Have fun. And Hickey, I got to tell you, we'll get into the robo-ump stuff. Did you see that Major League Baseball signed an exclusive deal with Roku? Did you see that?
I saw the headline. I didn't read what it actually meant.
What are they doing, bro? What is baseball doing?
Well, they had what? This was replacing the Peacock Sunday morning?
Yes. Like, what are we doing here? Roku taking over Sunday Major League Baseball games that were previously on Peacock. So what you're telling me here, and look, I have Roku and Apple in my house. I don't intermingle them, so I wouldn't know. Do I now need a Roku? If I don't have a Roku player, I can't watch the games? Is this what this is? Here's the other stupid thing about these Sunday games. I feel a lot of these games, wasn't these Sunday games like 11 o'clock in the morning, or am I bugging?
No, I think you're right. They're pretty early. Supposed to be an exclusive window.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at these times. Roku, Sunday leadoff. Boston and St. Louis, 1:05. Toronto and Detroit, 11:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Like, what a... It's Sunday, man. Like, what are we doing? I don't want to get up, and I'm like, I feel like a lazy. If I wake up in the morning, and I see a baseball game, and it's not taking place in Japan. I feel like I've wasted my whole day. I would be shocked, like, to turn on the television and just go, "Oh, it's baseball." I feel like, whoa, is it the afternoon? Did I miss my whole morning? It's just baseball does some of the dumbest things. Roku. Peacock. Don't you want people to find the games easy? And at the point,
they're not the NFL, right? Where you can basically say, hey, we're putting this game on Peacock. You're going to like it. You're going to buy Peacock and you're going to watch it. Baseball is not in that same category where they could say, all right, we're going to put it on Roku, which, I mean, I thought Roku was like, isn't it just like a smart TV?
It's a box. It's a television box. It's a streaming box.
Right, right. And we're going to put it on there, and now you're going to have to go get that and find it and pay for it. Yeah, I don't think the I'm going to assume here, JR, hot take, the viewership numbers are not going to be great for those Sunday morning games.
Oh, 11:30 on Roku? Oh, yeah, yeah, sure, right.
Now, you're definitely going to remember every Sunday morning, oh, yeah, big baseball game. I got to clear out my morning.
Does baseball have hardcore enough fans? And I get it. People have, not everybody has a Roku. I'd be real interested to know what percentage of Americans, you know, forget that. What percentage of baseball fans have a Roku in their house? And what percentage are going to say, well, I don't have a Roku and I need to watch the Sunday morning game. And so I'm just going to go buy a Roku box. Like, I don't know. This is not the Super Bowl. People aren't rushing. I need to get a TV because I'm having a party. Yeah. Nobody cares, man. Baseball doing itself in again. Rob Manfred just will not go away. And let me just fill you in now on these robo umps, and then we'll get into the basketball game that's going to kick off in about 20 minutes from now. Rob Manfred spoke at an Associated Press event last week that was for journalists. And basically, it came up and he shared that after testing robotic umpires and utilizing the technology, that they're going to try to implement this. And it's going to be, I guess, a little bit of a slow burn in real games next year for baseball. And so what we've seen is, and what Rob Manfred has talked about, is for the computer to be able to, you know, set up each individual player's strike zone. That's one element of it. And then the other element that Rob Manfred pointed out is that we may utilize this as a challenge system right out of the gate. So instead of getting rid of the umpires completely, of which they will not do because the umpires got a union, they ain't just going to disappear willingly. They may utilize this as a challenge system. So teams might get three challenges against a call. We won't see Aaron Boone losing his mind in the dugout anymore, because you'll have a computer that will tell you right out of the gate whether or not it was a ball or a strike. I mean, I remember it was just a couple weeks ago, Aaron Judge, who is a 6'7" gentle giant, has never been tossed out of a baseball game in his life. I mean, his life, Little League, never got the boot. Aaron Judge got tossed out of a game because the umpire was in his feelings. I mean, listen to this from the Yes Network. Aaron Judge don't bother nobody.
Strike three. Mm. Judge not thrilled with that call. And he gets thrown out. I think that's the first time he's ever been thrown out.
No, so if you say something and walk away, it's not like he showed anybody up. You've got no business.
Very surprising, you know, especially a 5-3 game, you know, late in the game, and, you know, battling 3-2 count and, you know, kind of walking away saying my piece. I've said it a lot worse, you know, and made a scene. I usually try not to make a scene in situations like that. So a little surprised walking away that happened.
Hickey, this is better than nothing. Like, to have the coaches, the managers be able to go out and challenge a dumb call by an umpire, I think this will task some of the umpires who just are way too into this with doing better, because they're going to be backed up and checked against technology. And then I don't know. I feel bad. I'm going to miss this more than the stupid umpires. I'm going to miss the coaches having a fit. I'm going to miss Aaron Boone screaming and cursing at the top of his lungs. I'm going to miss that.
That, yes, the ejections, the theater. And now, not many managers. I mean, you saw it over the weekend with Carlos Marmol of the Cardinals. Like, I think you'll still get managers pent up frustration, even if they're in the wrong and technology backs it up, just let loose, unload on an umpire, really get their anger out. So I hope we still have some shows and some theater like that. I also hope too, like, I don't know, I guess we'll see, but with technology now being there, right, and having a robotic strike zone, and now the umpires are no longer calling these balls and strikes, like, hopefully it makes their jobs easier, which then means, in turn, they can do their jobs better. If they have one less thing to worry about, hopefully that means they can be focused on smaller details and get other calls right. Hopefully it's like a trickle-down effect that actually works in a net positive more than a net negative.
Man, the umpires can still have jobs, all right? They can have a little computer in their hand. Is it a ball? Is it a strike? It's done. It's that simple. There's no more guessing. There's no pitchers being angry. There's no angry managers. It's a ball. It's a strike. Keep it moving. That's what we should do. But baseball reasonably has to give us a slow burn. It has to be a slow introduction. And so it'll probably be a challenge system. And so if Aaron Boone is upset, he's going to go, hey, man, no, that was a ball. That was a ball. And they can go ahead and the computer can tell them right out of the gate. Are we wasting time? Yes. Are we delaying the inevitable? Yes. We can just get straight to it. Just have the computer do the work. I mean, the NFL is really no different. The NFL is moving towards technology. I've said it for years. Get rid of the old guys with the stupid sticks and the chains out there measuring first downs. Hickey, remember that old guy got his leg broke the other day? Or earlier this year, last year?
Yeah, the Saints fan, right? Alvin Kamara went right into him.
Oh, he wasn't no fan. That guy was working.
Right, sorry, yes. You're 100%. The Saints employee that, yes, broke his leg. That was, and you heard like the moans on TV.
You heard that guy's leg break, and then you, and then you. What? That's not funny. He's
that's
what
I hate to laugh, but he was in agony.
Yeah, I don't want to. Oh my God. Yeah, you heard his leg break, and then you heard, and then you heard him screaming, which is not what you want to hear on like a Sunday afternoon. We don't need all of that. We have tech. Listen, there's technology that exists today that can measure a first down. We could save ourselves the stupid index cards, the chain links, the old guys, you know, hey, is it an inch? Is it 2 feet? We don't need that. Use technology. They can measure how fast, how far. Just use technology. Where's the football? Is it a first down? Yes or no? Put a chip in the ball and keep it moving. We have so much technology, and here we are, just always behind the times. Even baseball and even football. Do better, please, for us all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Some important stuff here. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. Right now, the Boston Celtics are trying to hold on against the Cleveland Cavaliers in front of LeBron James and everybody else in Cleveland. The score is 100-93. The Celtics have struggled to hit a field goal. And let's see if the Cavs can bounce back with no Donovan Mitchell. We're going to take a break. I'll give you an update on this game. We'll also talk about the game that is scheduled to start in about 15 or 20 minutes from now. It's the Dallas Mavericks and the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Dallas Mavericks are trying to go up 3-1 in their series against the Young Thunder. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. The Boston Celtics are getting ready to finish off these Cavaliers. There's about a minute left in the game. Boston leads 105-97. Donovan Mitchell not playing in this game, out with a strained calf, suffered at the end of the last game. And so who picks up the slack? Darius Garland. Yeah, this is a guy who was a star before Donovan Mitchell got there. 27 points to lead the way for the Cavs. For the Boston Celtics, their superstars are doing the work. Jason Tatum with 31 points. Jaylen Brown with 27 to lead the way for Boston. Boston about a minute away from going up in their series against the Cavs at 3-1. In about 10 minutes from now, we got another basketball game. We got another team who has a chance and an opportunity to go up 3-1 against the opposition. Surprisingly, it's the Dallas Mavericks. I thought that the Oklahoma City Thunder were going to come through the young squad and handle the Mavericks, which have basically been a two-man team. Luka Doncic is hobbled. He's having good games. He's having bad games. Luka is dealing with a sprained knee. He's dealing with a busted ankle. P.J. Washington has helped pick up some of the slack. Over the past couple of games, he's dropping 29 points and 27 points. We have Kyrie Irving, who is, yeah, we know this. Kyrie Irving is second fiddle to Luka Doncic, but he is certainly going out there and contributing to them winning. On Saturday, with Dallas won 105-101, Kyrie Irving played 41 minutes, 22 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds. Like, Kyrie Irving is actually playing basketball. We're not talking about vaccinations and, I don't know, children all over the world and whether the earth is flat. Kyrie Irving is just playing ball. And Kyrie Irving, you want to know who recognizes this? Luka Doncic. Hickey, there's no moaning when Luka talks this time, right?
No, not this time.
Okay. Luka says Kyrie has been amazing.
He's amazing, you know. He's trying to facilitate for everybody too. He's doing it all on the both ends of the floor. So we appreciate having him.
Hickey, did we ever find out what happened while there was moaning at this man's press conference?
No. Surprisingly, no one has come out, raised their hand, and said, that was me, my bad. I'm shocked.
Oh, Nobody said, my phone was on. I was just watching some special videos before I got to work.
Luca took too long to come out of the locker room, so I got bored, all right?
Hey, you gotta kill the time somehow, right?
That's it. What else are you gonna do? Stare at the wall?
I don't know. Well,
talk to your fellow beat writers?
Yeah. Hey, did you like the game? It was a good game. No. There's so many different ways that we can take this conversation. So we can just go ahead and end it now. Hey, look, they'll be in action in 10 minutes. And in Oklahoma City, they got to bounce back. I don't know if it's the size right now or what have you. I always thought that it was going to be just inexperience. You know, most young teams, they arrive into the postseason and they get punched in the mouth first. And I don't know. I still feel strongly that Oklahoma City is going to win this. I didn't expect, you know, P.J. Washington to wake up and say, hey, you know, here's 25, 27, 28, 29. Here's 30 points. Head coach, head coach of the year, Mark Daigneault, he spoke to the media and he said, we, the Thunder, we don't got to do nothing different.
We did have a lot of good stretches of the game yesterday. We had a lot of good possessions of the game. We had some great attacks. We had some great defense. But obviously not quite enough to come out with a win. So when you lose a game like that, it feels like you're a million miles away. In reality, you know, we're a couple plays away from a win yesterday, so we just need to continue to get better.
Yeah, we've had some wild days this past 2 days of basketball. I mean, the whole weekend was crazy, right? I thought Oklahoma City was going to, you know, kind of take the lead here over the Dallas Mavericks. We had another series, another game yesterday. Between the Minnesota Timberwolves, they were up 2-0 against the defending champion Nuggets. They couldn't hold on to that. Denver is feeling themselves right now. The momentum has swung back their way. And I guess this is what happens when you have young teams. Like, you can't just put the clamps down and finish them off. Head coach of the Denver Nuggets, Michael Malone, always riling his teams up. Michael Malone told everybody, said, look, there's a lot of folks who quit on us, and I don't know why. We're champions.
What I found is Rudy T is right, man. Never underestimate the heart of a champion. Yeah, I mean, like, they were quick to write us off, you know, but these guys, we won a championship a year ago. You know what I mean? We went into Miami, won 2 games in a row. Like, this team has been tested time and time again, and we found a way to solve whatever's been thrown at us. This series is a long way from being over. We're not celebrating. It's 2-2. So now you have to find a way to win game 5. But what I found about our group is that they do believe in themselves, and more importantly, they believe in the man next to them. And, you know, we have a group that is acting as you would hope a championship team would act. And they had a bad game. We owned it, and we moved past it, and we played better.
Okay. And I get, yeah, this at the core of the team is the same. The team that won the championship, you still have Jokic and Murray is still, I get all of that. But it's not the same team. It's a different team. Yeah, Jokic is not going anywhere, but I think if they had more depth, I would feel much more comfortable in saying that they were going to go out and get these Timberwolves the hell up on out of here. And so, yeah, Michael Malone, he's always the guy who's going to speak his mind. He's the mouthpiece for the Denver Nuggets because we know Jokic doesn't say a damn thing. I mean, after winning 2 consecutive games, Jokic isn't saying much. He's just like, yeah, I think it's cool that we can pass the ball and win basketball. Listen to Jokic.
I think it's cool. I think because it's contagious, then everybody wants to do that. And I think that's the best way of playing basketball. And for the fans, for the people who likes to watch basketball, I think that's the best possible basketball ever.
He doesn't say anything. Hickey, what's the most controversial, what is the most memorable thing this man has ever said? That he didn't want to go to a parade?
I was just going to say, yeah, being upset that he had to go to the championship parade because he wanted to get back to his horses easily.
Is he yelling at the guys in the locker? Like, what does he do?
I don't think so.
No?
Right?
He
Can
has.
You see it?
Guys, we have to rebound better. Rebound the ball. You got to pass. I could hear him saying that, right? Right?
I can't see him getting in anyone's face. It doesn't seem like that temperament.
Who's the guy? Jamal Murray?
No, I think it's, you said before, I think you're right. Michael Malone. He's the only one that's going to get in guys' faces. No one else is like a yeller, if you will. Like Michael Porter Jr. is not going to, you know, get in Jokic's face, say, hey, play better, be better. I think it's Michael Malone who pushes the buttons.
Jamal Murray has shown over the past week to have a little bit of a I guess, is that a temper or is an idiot? Is that the same thing?
He has a temper, all right.
Yeah, enough to throw. And we mentioned this earlier on. Like, the Nuggets probably wouldn't be in this spot if Jamal Murray was suspended. And I think he should have got that game. And he did it. And here they are. The series is now tied. And we can't go back in time, but I think the NBA definitely dropped the ball on that one. Before we get the news from Marco, I want to ask Marco, what do you think about that? He should have been out of game. How do you throw something on the court and not get the boot?
100%. You know how you do it. You're on the defending champs, and you're down 2 games to none in the series, and Adam Silver doesn't want to see it go down 3-0 and lose ratings. Oh. It's sad, but that's exactly what it is.
Oh,
you cannot convince me otherwise. It's not possible.
And all he had to do was like throw the heating pad 1 inch over. If he would have hit the referee, he'd have to suspend him, right?
Yes.
And it's just
was discretion, and the discretion was, guys, we really want to do this, and that's sad.
Nah. And I mean, it's a whole what if world. But somebody could have come down on that. Somebody could have sprained an ankle. Somebody could have broken an ankle. Somebody could have blew out a knee. And all he got fined was $100,000.
Again, it's childish. It's uncalled for. I mean, you're a pro. You could be pissed all you want. You're a professional. That stuff is not tolerated. And the fact that the NBA basically said, you know what, it's okay, that's a problem. That's a problem. And they don't realize that it's short-sighted, because stuff like that turns people off. We'll forget, yes, don't get me wrong, we will. But it makes you wonder, like, so it's all about just the dollars? We don't care about anything else? Why is it that other things, that all of a sudden now you got to put the gauntlet down, but this in the playoff series, this doesn't bother you? It's hard to swallow.
Let me tell both of y'all something. I wish Charles Oakley was I wish Charles Oakley was playing out there. I do. I wish Rasheed Wallace was playing out there, because if Jamal Murray threw an object near one of these dudes, there's a good chance that we wouldn't need a suspension, because he would have got handled by either one of these guys. I think maybe the players last week were so in shock. Like, are you kidding me? Like, what the hell is this on the court? What? I just, in a different day, somebody would have got their ass whooped.
You're right. Here's the problem, though. That would have warranted a suspension, but this doesn't. That's the part that I struggle with. I like consistency. I don't like the hypocrisy of it. So if you throw something onto the court and somebody gets annoyed about it, and then there winds up being fist thrown, everybody gets suspended. But if it just so happens and nobody does anything about it, and you don't get put in check by the players on the imposing team, don't worry about it. That's a problem.
It's wild stuff. Anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Oklahoma City, Dallas Mavericks, just underway here in Dallas, Texas. The Mavs trying to go up 3-1 here against this young Thunder team. And so we'll have an opportunity and a chance to talk about that tomorrow. We just heard the final score. Thank you so much to Marco Belletti, the Boston Celtics. They do go up 3-1 against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Boston wins in Cleveland. The final score is 109-102. They do this in front of LeBron James, his wife Savannah, and his agent Rich Paul. To end the game, Jason Tatum finishes with 33 points. Jaylen Brown, it's a big three at the end to pretty much ice it. He scores 27. And Darius Garland once again remembers what life is like without Donovan Mitchell. It's Darius Garland drops 30 points in a losing effort. The Boston Celtics one game away from moving forward to an Eastern Conference Finals, where whoever they play next, let's just say if it's the Knicks, I'm not feeling all that confident. The Knicks seem like they're finally running out of gas. Boston should take care of the Pacers as well. And so as we got one more game tonight, we have two games on the slate tomorrow, the Pacers and the Knicks in Madison Square Garden. Their series is tied at 2-2. And the Timberwolves and the Nuggets, they're going to be right back in action tomorrow night as well. The Timberwolves started this series off 2-0. It's now tied as well at 2-2. And the NBA playoffs continues to roll on. Hickey, tomorrow's a big day for the WNBA. You know what's going on?
The debut, finally, of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, it's the start of the regular season for the WNBA. And congratulations to Asia Wilson. I know people complained a couple of weeks ago about her not having her own shoe. Well, Nike gave her a shoe deal that was announced over the weekend. And, yeah, we got basketball tomorrow with the WNBA. Their season gets going tomorrow. And the WNBA, whether the attention is good or bad, you know, people have – they've spoken their minds. Let's put it that way. And last week we learned that the WNBA players, they would be traveling – on charter planes. They'd be traveling private. Well, we learned that there's a couple of bumps in that because not all the teams are flying commercial. Not yet. Caitlin Clark is. We got someone like Breonna Stewart and the New York Liberty. They're going to Washington, D.C., and what a shock. Hickey, they're getting on a bus.
I didn't see this. No way.
That's so much more practical, right?
Not even the Acela? Couldn't even put them on the train?
Yeah, what is that, 90 minutes?
Oh, my. The bus to D.C.? Sheesh.
Two-time league MVP Breonna Stewart posted on social media that New York is traveling via bus to Washington, D.C. The team is also set to fly commercially from Indiana for its Thursday meeting against the Fever. Yeah, so they're going to fly from D.C., and then they're going to fly on the quote-unquote normal people playing to take on Caitlin Clark. So is this a shock? Caitlin Clark is going to fly a commercial, not a commercial. She's going to fly private. And then the WNBA is going to make everybody else catch up when they can, you know?
Maybe I missed it. Was there like some fine print here when they announced that everyone was going to be flying private this year that we did not see? That's like, yeah, everyone's flying private. Like, is it once this season and that's it?
This is via ESPN. Personnel for multiple teams told ESPN they have not received word from the league on when they will be permitted to charter as the WNBA prepares to kick off its 28th season on Tuesday. The executive director of the WNBA, it's a good problem to have that we, what is this? It's a good problem to have because we got here and we're all talking about charter travel. Now in this moment, the league has found its pathway to yes. It just seems that the pathway has a few more bumps than perhaps were needed. That's how things go, right? Come on. We just had a couple of months ago. What was it, UConn? UConn's plane, they were stuck trying to get out to Arizona for the Final Four?
That's right. And they were not flying commercial either.
They're not. Well, this is the men's basketball tournament. They have to fly on planes. This is a part of the process. Everybody will be okay. Look, people are going to be jealous of Caitlin Clark. That's what we already have. We know that. And just be patient. Like, this is a slow implementation, and let's not rush. If Caitlin Clark was not in the WNBA, they would still be getting on a bus. But I hear you, Hickey. Why these WNBA players are getting on a bus? What is that? 3-4 DC to New York to DC.
Definitely 4 hours.
Yeah, Baltimore is 3. You tack on another 90 minutes. You get about 4.5 hours. Yeah, I'd say that, especially with traffic.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Now that's a poor example. Put them on a train. At least you get to sit on a train. You don't got to move. You have more room to move if you want to move, and it's faster. The Acela train, I think, it's supposed to be 90 minutes. I'm sure it's a lie. Typically, them stupid things are delayed. I don't know. See, I don't think the general public knew about this, and maybe the general public, let's be real. Are they going to whine and cry over WNBA players, you know, getting on the bus? Probably not. We got people listening to us right now who drive for a living. Like, they're going to worry, oh, they didn't get put on a train, they got put on a bus. Yeah, we'll see. I can't wait to see what Caitlin Clark goes out here and does in her first game. JB Bickerstaff is currently talking to the media. following the Cavaliers' loss to the Celtics. They now trail 3-1. Cleveland has not won a series after trailing 3-1 since the 2016 NBA Finals. Yeah, I don't think LeBron James is going to wake up with Kyrie and try to turn things around here for the Cavaliers. This season is basically done. Speaking of done, it's the end of the show. I'm running out of time. And so what we have to do at this moment is kind of take you back to a few things that happened this day in sports history. I wonder what it is.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Yeah, it's time to go back. Back. Way back in sports history. Because on this day, May 13th, 1958, Stan the Man Musial, he went out there and he pinch hit and he got his 3,000th hit against who else? The Chicago Cubs. Let's go way back. You want to know courtesy of MLB? Let's take a listen.
Here's the pitch. Line drive, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial ran first! On his way to second with a double! Holy cow, he can't
Stan, go. I wonder, do you have any other goals set for yourself?
Of course, I just want to keep playing now, and I don't have too many other goals. Although I would like to finish my National League career as one player who... had more hits than anybody else in the National League, so it's going to take another couple of years.
That was in 1958. This man finished his career in 1963. Hickey, we had sound for that one, huh? Oh, by the way, the Cards beat the Cubs 5-3, if you were interested in that.
Impressive, Hickey, right?
We have to get... Well, that's not that long ago. It kind of is, kind of not. We got to get sound from Babe Ruth. We got to do something like that, right? Possible exists? No?
I mean, we could try. We could try to dig up some great, you know, announcer broadcasts from Babe Ruth's day, heyday, maybe a 714th home run.
Possibly. We'll look for it. The technology is so nuts. We talking about robotic strike zones. Technology's crazy. I don't get it. I just live here. God bless Stan the Man Musial, who passed away, I want to say 2013, more than a decade ago. Yes, recorded his 3,000th hit this day, May 13th, 1958. Good stuff. Anyway, history continues on, and we've had a busy day. I have no idea what's going to be in store for us tomorrow. Caitlin Clark will make her WNBA debut. Unbelievable. Knicks and the Pacers will be back in action tomorrow as well. Minnesota Timberwolves and the Nuggets, they're getting back into it. Right now, we got Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Jared Goff got a contract today. Antoine Winfield Jr. got himself a contract today. Bronny James, I talked all that crap about being a horrible shooter. And with nobody in front of him, he decided to just knock down almost every three imaginable at the NBA Combine. Oh, we also found out the game that's going to start this upcoming NFL season. Thursday Night Football later this year. The Chiefs and the Ravens will get us all set and started before the NFL kicks it to Brazil. Yeah, remember we got that Friday game in Brazil with the Eagles. Yeah, NFL. Always taking away all the attention. Hickey, any idea what stories might pop tomorrow? Anybody going to complain about flying or get traded or get a contract? Any ideas?
Well, I feel like we'll definitely get some more schedule releases. Even though they say the day is Wednesday, I think those leaks, you know, someone's always out there trying to get the word out.
So what happened? People just want to buy tickets to the games, huh? Is that what we got, these leaks?
I guess so. They want to buy tickets, get their plans going early, figure out who's on Thanksgiving, who's on Christmas, who's going to be on Sunday night, Monday night.
No, I think people want to sell tickets, too. I think that might be the other element of it.
Also true.
Maybe, hey, people are looking at it as an instant payday. We'll see. Congratulations again to Jared Goff. A four-year contract, $212 million. He's the second highest paid player annually here in the NFL behind Joe Burrow. He's making 55. Goff is now making 53. Maybe the Lions can make a jump to the Super Bowl. That still sounds odd and weird to say, but you're paying Jared Goff that type of cash? The Ford family? They want an appearance at least. They don't know what the hell that is. Lions and Super Bowl? It doesn't or hasn't historically gone together. Listen, folks, we got to part ways now, okay? I'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey and everybody locked in all over North America. Don't move. Don't leave here on the Infinity Sports Network because the JR Sport Brief Show is done. But Bart Winkler, he's coming up next. Hey, thank you, Hickey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Oklahoma City, Dallas Mavericks. It's just underway here in Dallas, Texas. The Mavs trying to go up 3-1 here against this young Thunder team. And so we'll have an opportunity and a chance to talk about that tomorrow. We just heard the final score. Thank you so much to Marco Belletti, the Boston Celtics. They do go up 3-1 against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Boston wins in Cleveland. The final score is 109-102. They do this in front of LeBron James, his wife Savannah, and his agent Rich Paul. To end the game, Jason Tatum finishes with 33 points. Jaylen Brown, it's a big three at the end to pretty much ice it. He scores 27. And Darius Garland once again remembers what life is like without Donovan Mitchell. Darius Garland drops 30 points in a losing effort. The Boston Celtics one game away from moving forward to an Eastern Conference Finals, where whoever they play next, let's just say if it's the Knicks, I'm not feeling all that confident. The Knicks seem like they're finally running out of gas. Boston should take care of the Pacers as well. And so as we got one more game tonight, we have two games on the slate tomorrow, the Pacers and the Knicks in Madison Square Garden. Their series is tied at 2-2. And the Timberwolves and the Nuggets, they're going to be right back in action tomorrow night as well. The Timberwolves started this series off 2-0. It's now tied as well at 2-2. And the NBA playoffs continues to roll on. Hickey, tomorrow's a big day for the WNBA. You know what's going on?
The debut of finally of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, it's the start of the regular season for the WNBA. And congratulations to Asia Wilson. I know people complained a couple of weeks ago about her not having her own shoe. Well, Nike gave her a shoe deal that was announced over the weekend. And we got basketball tomorrow with the WNBA. Their season gets going tomorrow. And the WNBA, whether the attention is good or bad, you know, people have, they've spoken their minds. Let's put it that way. And last week we learned that the WNBA players, they would be traveling on charter planes. They'd be traveling private. Well, we learned that there's a couple of bumps in that because not all the teams are flying commercial. Not yet. Caitlin Clark is. We got someone like Breonna Stewart. And the New York Liberty, they're going to Washington, D.C., and what a shock. Hickey, they're getting on a bus.
I didn't see this. No way.
That's so much more practical, right?
Not even the Acela? Couldn't even put them on the train?
Yeah, what is that, 90 minutes?
Oh, my. The bus to D.C.? Sheesh.
Two-time league MVP Breonna Stewart posted on social media that New York is traveling via bus to Washington, D.C., the team is also set to fly commercially from Indiana for its Thursday meeting against the Fever. Yeah, so they're going to fly from D.C. and then they're going to fly on the quote-unquote normal people plane to take on Caitlin Clark. So is this a shock? Caitlin Clark is going to fly a commercial. Not a commercial. She's going to fly private. And then the WNBA is going to make everybody else catch up when they can, you know?
Maybe I missed it. Was there like some fine print here when they announced that everyone was going to be flying private this year that we did not see? That it's like, yeah, everyone's flying private. Like, is it once this season and that's it?
This is via ESPN. Personnel for multiple teams told ESPN they have not received word from the league on when they will be permitted to charter as the WNBA prepares to kick off its 28th season on Tuesday. The executive director of the WNBA, it's a good problem to have that we, what is this? It's a good problem to have because we got here and we're all talking about charter travel. Now in this moment, the league has found its pathway to yes. It just seems that the pathway has a few more bumps than perhaps were needed. That's how things go, right? Come on. We just had a couple of months ago. What was it? UConn? UConn's plane, they were stuck trying to get out to Arizona for the Final Four.
That's right. And they were not flying commercial either.
They're not. Well, this is the men's basketball tournament. They have to fly on planes. It's just, this is a part of the process. Everybody will be okay. Look, people are going to be jealous of Caitlin Clark. That's what we already have. We know that. And just be patient. Like, this is a slow implementation, and let's not rush. If Caitlin Clark was not in the WNBA, they would still be getting on a bus. But I hear you, Hickey. Why these WNBA players are getting on a bus? What is that? 3-4 DC to New York to DC.
Definitely 4 hours.
Yeah, Baltimore is 3. You tack on another 90 minutes. You get about 4.5 hours. Yeah. I'd say that, especially with traffic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a poor example. Put them on a train. At least you get to sit on a train. You don't got to move. You have more room to move if you want to move. And it's faster. The Accela train, I think, it's supposed to be 90 minutes. I'm sure it's a lie. Typically, them stupid things are delayed. I don't know. See, I don't think the general public knew about this. And maybe the general public, let's be real. Are they going to whine and cry over WNBA players, you know, getting on the bus? Probably not. We got people listening to us right now who drive for a living. Like, they're going to worry, oh, they didn't get put on a train, they got put on a bus. Yeah, we'll see. I can't wait to see what Caitlin Clark goes out here and does in her first game. JB Bickerstaff is currently talking to the media following the Cavaliers' loss to the Celtics. They now trail 3-1. Cleveland has not won a series after trailing 3-1 since the 2016 NBA Finals. Yeah, I don't think LeBron James is going to wake up with Kyrie and try to turn things around here for the Cavaliers. This season is basically done. Speaking of done, it's the end of the show. I'm running out of time. And so what we have to do at this moment is kind of take you back to a few things that happened this day in sports history. I wonder what it is.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Yeah, it's time to go back. Back, 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 back. Way back in sports history. Because on this day, May 13th, 1958, Stan the Man Musial. He went out there and he pinch hit. And he got his 3,000th hit against who else? The Chicago Cubs. Let's go way back. You want to know courtesy of? MLB. Let's take a listen.
Here's the pitch. Line drive, it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial ran first! On his way to second with a double! Holy cow, he can't
Stan, go. I wonder, do you have any other goals set for yourself?
Of course, I just want to keep playing now, and I don't have too many other goals. Although I would like to finish my National League career as one player who had more hits than anybody else in the National League, so it's going to take another couple of years.
That was in 1958. This man finished his career in 1963. Hickey, we had sound for that one, huh? Oh, by the way, the Cards beat the Cubs 5-3, if you were interested in that.
Impressive, Hickey, right?
We have to get, well, that's not that long ago. It kind of is, kind of not. We got to get sound from Babe Ruth. We got to do something like that, right? Possible? Exists? No?
I mean, we could try. We could try to dig up some great, you know, announcer broadcasts from Babe Ruth's day, heyday, maybe a 714th home run.
Possibly. We'll look for it. It, technology is so nuts. We talking about robotic strike zones. Technology's crazy. I don't get it. I just live here. God bless Stan, the man Musial, who passed away. I want to say 2013, more than a decade ago. Yes, recorded his 3,000th hit this day, May 13th, 1958. Good stuff. Anyway. History continues on, and we've had a busy day. I have no idea what's going to be in store for us tomorrow. Caitlin Clark will make her WNBA debut. Unbelievable. Knicks and the Pacers will be back in action tomorrow as well. Minnesota Timberwolves and the Nuggets, they're getting back into it. Right now, we got Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Jared Goff got a contract today. Antoine Winfield Jr. got himself a contract today. Bronny James, I talked all that crap about being a horrible shooter. And with nobody in front of him, he decided to just knock down almost every three imaginable at the NBA Combine. Oh, we also found out the game that's going to start this upcoming NFL season. Thursday Night Football later this year. The Chiefs and the Ravens will get us all set and started before the NFL kicks it to Brazil. Yeah, remember we got that Friday game in Brazil with the Eagles. Yeah. NFL always taking away all the attention. Hickey, any idea what stories might pop tomorrow? Anybody going to complain about flying or get traded or get a contract? Any ideas?
Well, I feel like we'll definitely get some more schedule releases. Even though they say the day is Wednesday, I think those leaks, you know, someone's always out there trying to get the word out.
So what happened? People just want to buy tickets to the games, huh? Is that what we got, these leaks?
I guess so. They want to buy tickets, get their plans going early, figure out who's on Thanksgiving, who's on Christmas, who's going to be on Sunday night, Monday night.
No, I think people want to sell tickets, too. I think that might be the other element of it.
Also true.
Maybe, hey, people are looking at it as an instant payday. We'll see. Congratulations again to Jared Goff. A 4-year contract, $212 million. He's the second highest paid player annually here in the NFL behind Joe Burrow. He's making 55. Goff is now making 53. Maybe the Lions can make a jump to the Super Bowl. That still sounds odd and weird to say, but you're paying Jared Goff that type of cash, the Ford family? They want an appearance at least. They don't know what the hell that is. Lions and Super Bowl, it doesn't or hasn't historically gone together. Listen, folks, we got to part ways now, okay? I'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey and everybody locked in all over North America. Don't move. Don't leave here on the Infinity Sports Network because the JR Sport Brief Show is done. But Bart Winkler, he's coming up next. Hey, thank you, Hickey.